Solid, liquid, and gas. The three states of matter. Well, you might ask, what are solids, liquids, and gases? I mean, if you Google it, you Google solid and you get gold, stay drive. When you look up liquid, it's Cleveland Planet Nitrogen. And then gas, buddy, today, prices. I mean, that's just weird. But anyway, since what? The first grade, maybe second, maybe even kindergarten, you know, basically solids, liquids, and gases. Well, a solid is something three-dimensional, something you can touch, something, well, obviously you can touch, but something that, like, you can hold in your hand without it, slipping through your fingers. A liquid, well, a liquid that's more complicated. A liquid, you can hold it, but it won't necessarily stay in your hand. I mean, it doesn't have a shape, not a certain shape. It takes the shape of its container. And the gas, well, the air, for instance, there is no definite shape, nor definite volume. See, when you get more into it, a solid has a definite shape and definite volume. And a liquid has no definite shape, but it has a definite volume. Gas? Well, no definite shape or volume. Whew, okay. So, when you get even more into it, the particles, well, the particles of a solid, they, since, what makes it solid, what makes it solid is how tightly packed the particles are. They stay there, and they are vibrating. A liquid, the particles are more spread out, moving at, well, a normal pace, and they move past each other. But in a gas, the particles, there aren't so many. And, I'm so sorry about that, oh my gosh. Anyway, so, the gaseous particles, they are very, very spread apart, and they move very, very quickly. So, obviously, many of you know what these are, so I'm not really going to go that much into detail, even though I pretty much already have. But we can see how much you know, which you probably should know this. So, what is a car? Is a car just the car, not anything inside of it, just like the foundation? A solid, liquid, or gas? If you said anything but solid, re-listen to the video. What about pop? The Sprite, Dr. Pepper, anything. It's a liquid. An ice cube. Well, I mean, it confuses some, but obviously, the ice cube, when it's in cube form, it's a solid. The melted ice cube, which is water, is liquid. And oxygen, or air, or all those good things, that's a gas. Yeah, that's basically it. Thank you for listening. I hope that taught you for what you should have known.